This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Christopher Scott Show. It's a big Friday here. I know I'm back in my squeaky chair. You'll have to bear with me. There's a lot of big news. The first question I want to dive into today, what are you going to do if they arrest Trump? I don't know if you heard this story, and it's not really being pushed out. This could be a lot of hype about nothing, which I suspect, but you never know. Here's the story. Palm Beach police have reportedly discussed Trump's possible extradition if he's indicted. Law enforcement officials in Palm Beach County, Florida, are reportedly developing a contingency plan in case Donald Trump is indicted by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance. As the former president continues to wage war with political foes from Mar-a-Lago, Trump and his businesses are still under a grand jury investigation into allegations of banking and tax fraud. This raises the possibility of Trump being extradited to New York if he's charged with wrongdoing on those matters. Politico reported Thursday that Florida officials are holding discussions about what they would do in that scenario. So what, right? What does that mean? According to the report, Florida has had an intense interstate extradition statute that would allow Governor Ron DeSantis to intervene and even investigate whether an indicted person ought to be surrendered to law enforcement officials from another state. Trump and DeSantis are known to be allies, and the former has suggested that he would consider the governor as his running mate if he runs for president again, though DeSantis and Trump could also be formidable rivals in 2024. Politico's report also noted about conversations concerning Trump's extradition from Florida might be a moot point if he relocates to his property in Bedminster, New Jersey, while Mar-a-Lago closes for the summer season. This could actually have legal repercussions for Trump, even though New Jersey has a similar extradition statute. Governor Phil Murphy is less likely than DeSantis to stand in the way of a possible indictment. So let's work through the story a second. As soon as I saw it, I thought, man, tell me if I'm wrong. Does an arrest of Trump not throw this country into a spiral? Tell you what, let's come back to this story a little bit, all right? Because there's other things on the agenda I want to get to that are tied into this. Big podcast today. I want to talk about this. I don't know how to say this name. Lutke? I don't know. Who's this guy that runs Spotify? Does anybody know the name? Anyway, I don't know. Oh, Toby Lutke? I don't know how you say that. French name, perhaps? Perhaps? I don't know anything about the guy, so I'm not making fun of him. But he came out with an email to his employees at Spotify. Let me read it to you. He says, team, leadership is tough. Leadership through tough times of crisis and ambiguity is doubly tough. Leadership through times of multiple compounding global tide waves can seem impossible. To refer back to my summit talk, Spotify is in a new box that we don't understand yet. The world is in a new box that it barely understands yet. We've only mapped out a small corner of this box and have just started exploring the rest of the vast dark patches. It will take some time. In other words, there's a lot of chaos and confusion, right? He's saying that to his team. That's good. What's more, our team members need us more than ever. The best thing we can do for them is not add to that ambiguity. Listen to what he's saying to his employees. This is big. I want you to understand what's happening. This is a big company. Shopify or Spotify? Did I say the wrong thing? It says Shopify here. Shopify? I thought it was Spotify. Shopify. I said Spotify. All right. And that threw me off. Shopify is an e-commerce site. I get it. And now I know who this guy is. Shopify hasn't historically been great at setting clear expectations across the organization. And I think this is starting to cause an enormous amount of managerial debt that's ballooning out of control. Indeed, it is. Indeed, it is. This is everything to do with this software that I've developed. Because all of a sudden, nobody knew what to do. Nobody knew where to go. Nobody knew how to do their jobs anymore. Everybody forgot everything. Amnesia. You remember the movie? What was that movie with Will Smith? With the Martian dudes. What was it called? What was it, where they flashed them with the thing? I forget what it's called. Remember that they erased their memory? I think it's happened to the whole planet. I can't tell you how to do that in various departments, meaning bring clarity, but a good start would be to remind everyone that we are a business. Listen to this. More importantly, we are a hugely ambitious one. We are trying to create a world-class product that gives superpowers to the merchants that we are obsessed over. Everything Shopify does is to accomplish this, and everyone at Shopify should be able to describe how their job, through a series of direct or indirect steps, furthers this mission. To help make this more clear to your team members, here are some pointers about what Shopify is not. Shopify, this could apply to any company, any business. He says, Shopify, like any other for-profit company, is not a family. This is a big deal. Listen to this. Now, some of you go, family business. No, he said, the very idea is preposterous. You're born into a family. You never choose it. And they can't unfamily you. You can stop talking to them. It should be massively obvious that Shopify is not a family. But I see people, even leaders, casually use terms like Shopafam. Shopify family, which will cause the members of some of our teams, especially junior ones that have never worked anywhere else, to get the wrong impression. The dangers of family thinking are that it becomes incredibly hard to let poor performers go. Shopify is a team, not a family. We literally only want the best people in the world. The reason why you joined Shopify is because, I hope, all the other people you met during the interview process were really smart, caring, and committed. This is magic, and it creates a virtuous magnetism on talented people. This is true because very few people in the world have this in themselves. People who don't should not be part of this team. This magic and magnetism is a product of tight performance management that I expect all of us to get back to. This is the CEO of a big company begging his employees to get back to work. He says, Shopify is not the government. We cannot solve every societal problem here. We are part of an ecosystem of economies, of culture, and of actual countries. We also can't take care of all your needs. We will try our best to take care of the ones that ensure we can support our mission. Shopify's worldview is well documented. We believe in liberal values and equality of opportunity. Sometimes, and listen to this now, this is what they're saying, we're a liberal firm, but this has gone too far. Remember, I keep saying the left has gone too far. At the point where they said everybody's going, it's going to be automation. We're going to pay everybody to stay home. Yeah, except they forgot one thing, the automation. Oh, the new Green Deal, we're going to have solar panels. And where's that at? Sometimes we see opportunities to help nudge these causes forward. He's saying, look, we're not a social welfare company here. We do this because directly helps our business and our merchants and not because of some moralistic overreach. We want to build one of the best companies in the world. We obsess about our merchants. They serve merchants who sell through Shopify. I had a Shopify site at one point years ago. We want everyone to have a shot at battering through their lot. Bettering their lot through entrepreneurship. We want to make and keep Shopify the product world class or die trying. The only way to do this is through having incredible people. Some of them we hire on future potential and we help them, but expect them to grow into their potential. Some of them we bring in further down their careers, but we all have to requalify for our jobs every year. The Red Queen face of Shopify's historic 40% or better growth is that everyone has to show up at least 40% better every year to qualify for their current jobs. Demanding, right? I expect you to hold yourself and your teams to the standard. Judge this improvement based on having a growth mindset, deepening the craft, taking risks, and making better decisions, and doing what it takes to better support our mission and our merchants. We will always have compassion for our team members in truly difficult situations. For example, those who find themselves suddenly becoming primary caregivers or those who are struggling with mental health issues. There are also second chances, especially for those who have been top performers before. Outside of those cases, we need to remind everyone that like any other competitive team, it matters how you show up every day and contribute to the team's success. Beyond straight performance output, everyone that engages in endless, listen to this, Slack trolling, that's bad-mouthing the company, victimhood thinking, us versus them divisiveness, and zero-sum thinking must be seen for the threat that they are. They break teams. Teams survive and thrive on the actions of the collective and the cohesiveness of the whole. Poor performance and divisiveness cannot be tolerated. If it's destroying the company, what the hell do you think it's doing to the country? Everywhere I go, I see this. I hear the same story. In government, outside of government, private companies, public companies all tell me the same thing. What the hell's happening to the country? Who do you blame? If all this sounds surprising, he says, this is because we somehow lost something. What? A liberal company? Shopify has always been like this. I feel that a lot of these core beliefs have been muddled over the recent years. No kidding. All of us are feeling that way about the whole country. So in my capacity as the one person who has witnessed every minute of Shopify's existence, I want to reiterate some of these core principles. Shopify is as successful as it is right now precisely because of the downstream effects of those early ideas, just like this country. Currently, we are successful despite the muddying. This will not work for much longer. Let's get back there. God, I'm telling you, this is happening to the whole country. And if we don't get back on track, we're going to be in big trouble quick. I don't know how much more evidence I need to provide for the people to understand what's happening here. There's more. Where do I get to the headlines? Despite all the external buzz around Shopify, market cap, biggest company in Canada, we're still really early. We're in the big leagues amongst the biggest and baddest companies in the world. When we succeed in our mission, millions of merchants do better. Millions of people find government employment. When the opportunity to make the tens of and hundreds of millions in the future, I'm here for this potential, and I need you to be here for that too. Okay, that's a lot to take in. I don't need the rest of this. But you get the idea of what he's saying to his employees. Begging them. Right? What was all the talk? That's not who we are. Who are we exactly now? Tell me, a bunch of stay-at-home losers that don't want to do a damn thing to help anybody, don't want to support the country, hate their country, hate each other, hate everything, miserable, zero-sum thinking, negative thinking, bitter fighting between people. Who did this? Who's responsible for it? I want to know. You tell me. Oh, is they going to blame it on Trump? Well, they're going to lock him up for this? We're going to pin it all on him? Let me ask you something. Let's go back to the Trump story a second. Right? So now they're going to say that they're going to... What is he being charged with? Is he going to be charged with banking and tax fraud? Really? Banking and tax fraud. How about, what's his name on CNN? Reverend, what's that crook's name? How many years has he been in back taxes? Nothing. Nothing. But somehow, all these years, Trump ran up and paid back all the loans. Right? I filed for banks, I didn't file under the law, but everything, there's no questions about any of this. The district attorney up there wasn't filing all this stuff before he ran for office. Now, all of a sudden, he's out of the presidency because he's still involved in politics. He becomes a target. Now, there's two sides to this, my friends. This is the war we're fighting. But this is like the woman at the well, and I think I just developed a new understanding of it. That we're going to say, what is this? Cheney declares war on Trump after her ouster. We'll do all I can to ensure he never gets near the Oval Office. Maybe, did I get this story backwards yesterday? What is going on with this? I haven't been following this drama too much. After House Republicans voted to remove Liz Cheney as chair of the conference, the lawmaker pledged to ensure Donald Trump would never get near the Oval Office again. Going forward, the nation needs a... I had this backwards. Or did she just... I don't know. I haven't been following this. We cannot let the former president drag us backward, make us complicit in his efforts to unravel our democracy. Down that path lies our destruction and potentially the destruction of our country. I will be leading the fight to restore our party and our nation, to conservative principles, to defeating socialism, to defending our republic and making the GOP worthy again of being the party of Lincoln. Okay, whatever drama that is. She was a big supporter of Trump, wasn't she? So what is this? I got to get dang at this one. I sound like an idiot here. I shouldn't have even opened that up, not knowing what the hell I'm talking about. Now, I sound like the rest of the media there for a minute, didn't I? All right, let's get back to something I know what I'm talking about. Or at least I can sound like I do. So the pipeline, we talked about, Wednesday? Paid the ransom. We're not paying any ransom. Pays the ransom. $5 million. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Shortage for weeks. $7 a gallon gas in Virginia. Okay, is Israel reaching the tipping point? Soldier viciously beaten. Synagogue burned as rioting renews. Ground troops enter Gaza. Three rockets fired from Lebanon. War in the Middle East. How'd that happen all of a sudden? Trump's fault? Let's go back to the problems, right? I'm telling you, Shopify, the CEO of the company, saying to his employees, look, this isn't a forum for your civic projects or whatever the hell you want to call it. We have to grow food so that we can eat. You know, this is the problem. Everybody's too fat. Everybody's a little hungry, and maybe they would start acting a little differently. I hate to say that. But, you know, they printed all this money. You know, a friend of mine was telling me, he called me the other night. He says, you know, I got a buddy of mine that owns some food stores down in the city. And they take a lot of these, I think they're called EBT cards, these Visa. And he said the federal government has just been pumping money out onto these cards, just boom. And he said what's happening down there, there's now this huge black market. Like you can go down there and buy a $200 EBT card for $100 because they want the money to buy drugs. This is what I'm talking about. They've so diluted the value of the money that it's virtually worthless now. You know that the money is worthless when in the ghettos they're selling $2 for one. Then you know that you got a problem. Okay, that would be one indication. $7 a gallon gas would be another problem. Nobody wanting to work. The whole commercial business sector has been destroyed. You don't think that's going to catch up with the stock market? You don't think that performance, productivity, output, you don't think these things matter ultimately? What if the farmers stop working? Let me tell you something. The country needs leadership in the worst possible way. And I don't think that anybody knows what to do. Here you go. New York Times. Activist and ex-spy said to have plotted to discredit Trump enemies in government. New York Times article. This has been reprinted. A network of conservative activists aided by a British former spy mounted a campaign during the Trump administration to discredit perceived enemies of President Donald Trump. Who was the British spy? The campaign included a sting operation against Trump's national security advisor at the time, H.R. McMaster, and secret surveillance operations against FBI employees aimed at exposing anti-Trump sentiment in the Bureau's ranks. I don't believe it. But listen, this was going on just like Shopify, right? It's become so bitter. I didn't pull it up here. I didn't even have my software open, like the fancy software. There's actually show notes in there for the. And what I wanted to do today, I don't have it here. Did I go over this yesterday? I wanted to go over some of the. I don't have it here. I'm not going to go over it. Change my mind. But I was going to go over some of this I've been talking about from Gulag Archipelago, and what was happening. Where's the other article I was looking at? Oh, let me see this. There was a line in there that just made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Here you go. Pentagon surveilling Americans without a warrant, according to a senator. What Americans are being surveilled? A letter obtained by Motherboard, I don't know who that is. Oh, this is the writer of this article, discusses internet browsing, location, and other forms of data. The Pentagon is carrying out warrantless surveillance of Americans, according to a new letter written by Senator Ron Wyden and obtained by Motherboard. Senator Wyden's office asked the DOD, which includes various military agencies and the NSA and Defense Agency, for detailed information about its data purchasing practices after Motherboard revealed special forces were buying location data on American soil, my friends. You understand what I'm telling you? The responses also touched on military or intelligence use of internet browsing and other types of data and prompted Wyden to demand more answers, specifically about the warrantless spying on American citizens. Of course they're doing it. I was at the horse farm the other day, last night, watching my daughter have a great time. She's phenomenal on the horse. And I'm watching the horses, but I've grown up around horses my whole life. I worked on a horse farm as a kid. I think my daughter's passion for horses came from me. My father loved horses. I had a pony when I was a kid. Loved it. Loved that stuff. Now look at the horses all, they're beautiful, majestic, powerful creatures. And here they are penned up. And you know what it is that's holding them back? Little piece of electric wire that they could easily blow through. Let me go into something else here a second. What are we at time-wise? 20 minutes in. I was reading a book the other day. Some of the stuff I blow through. I am reading Gulag Archipelago, but that's not something you blow through. It's like 800 pages, just really brain burner reading in a good way. But it's just a slow go. This was a book called Propaganda by Edward Bernays. Propaganda. What do you call propaganda? Lies, deceit. What is propaganda? He talks about that. I'm just going through my notes here. But here's the big thing. He says, if human reactions can be predicted, they can be manipulated. People's reactions and emotions are often predictable. This means if you put the right stimulus in front of millions of people, most of them will have the same reaction. Okay, let's go with a case in point. How about if you saw somebody walk up and put a gun to a cow's head and shoot it? What outrage do you think that would create? Right? Suppose a guy in overalls and work clothes, all dirty and funny, barely recognized when he's got, you know, some kind of pistols, and he walks up to the cow and boom, cow drops to the ground. What would you have to say about that? People would be outraged. Outraged, am I right? How about if they saw somebody chopping the head off a chicken with a hatchet? Do you think that would cause outrage? How about somebody shooting a deer with a bow and arrow and the deer flipping around on the ground before it dies? Do you think there would be outrage about that? Of course there would. Now, you can't touch those things. It's a little too popular here, but they'll show you like the cantaloupe dead, right? It's like outrage. How can you kill an antelope or a lion or a tiger or whatever? And I agree with some of that. I don't necessarily like the trophy hunting thing either. But animals are frequently bred to be killed. I mean, this is the way this arrangement works, I hate to tell you. And, you know, certainly people have given up meat. Right? They want to go all vegetarian because they don't agree with that. And if somebody died, an animal, that's fine. My daughter, I think, is going to end up in that category. It really troubles her to think that, she's going to, be part of an animal dying. Can't do it. This bothers her too much. I think it's just her own conscience. But let me stay on point here. You know that they can these things are known. They have the formulas. What the hell do you think the algorithms are? You want to create rage? Turn this dial. I'm not making this up. They got toolbox. They've been kind of sitting behind these computers. It's too easy. Look, if I wanted to tell you a story about the cow getting a gun to his head and shot because they're making hamburgers out of it, that once upon, I don't know what they do now, but once upon a time, that's how you killed a cow. Put a .22 to its head, shot it right in the head, boom, done, drops to the ground, pick it up, slice the belly, the guts fall out, the blood drains out, up on the hook, you let it chill and drain, and you go back and you butcher it. This is life. I like beef. I don't like seeing that done to the animal. No, who does? But I like beef. I like to eat, and this is the way we eat. So what has been happening with propaganda is this painting of people. The Nazis used these images very effectively. He says they painted Jews beside rats or Jews as rat-like humans so that people would start to associate disgust with Jewish people. And now it's disgust with Trump supporters. In his speeches, when Hitler was talking about the Jewish people, he always used words related to bugs, pests, or parasites to describe them. So see, today they alter the game a little bit, right? Because they don't want to necessarily reveal everything that's going on, right? I don't know. Maybe he would have here. He didn't. In this particular case, he's writing a book. There was also an interesting interview with Jordan Peterson on the Joe Rogan Show. And he was talking about kind of the psychology behind all this, how people will follow the leader and go along with others. A lot of pressure to do that. I just got the vaccine because of pressure. I didn't want to do it. I'm sitting there looking at myself like, what am I doing? What the hell am I doing? I fell into the same stinking trap. When you look around, I'll give you an example. Two people, go stand on the side of the street and just start looking up. You've seen this stuff, right? People walk, all of a sudden everybody's standing there looking up. I'm like, what the hell are we looking at? I don't know. They were looking up. I started looking up. It defies logic. But the point is that people need to be able to think for themselves. And we need to be able to tell people that it's good to think for yourself. That in America, we encourage that kind of thing. If you could imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine encouraging free thought, even if you don't like it. What do you think about the Pentagon collecting data on American citizens? Huh? You don't think they know where the pockets of conservatives are versus liberals? No? Power goes out in Texas. Yeah. Interesting $5 million ransom in the red states. I don't know. Probably just a coincidence, I would imagine. Look at how many bad things happened to the blue states while Trump was president. Here's back to my point about the propaganda. This article here, Palm Beach preparing for a possible Trump indictment, showing him in an orange jumpsuit. What are they doing? They're creating this psychological impression. And for people that don't know, you that crappy article, which is nothing, to say that a police department in Palm Beach had a discussion about extraditing Trump, but if it ever happened, doesn't mean anything. Well, I could sit here and have a conversation about extraditing Trump. What does it mean? But what are they doing? They show this photograph, right on the front page of Trump in a jumpsuit. Fake, am I right? Because he's never been in an orange jumpsuit. So it's a fake doctored photo that they're using. Everybody knows that. There's no outrage over that. No outrage at all. Do you think if you showed a photograph of Biden in a jumpsuit, would there be outrage over that? You ask me. So what the hell's going on? Why? Because he's a conservative? And then, right, they're going to make him sound like he's a criminal because of what happened in Washington, probably, right? But that's not what the charges are about. It has nothing to do with any of that. And you go, well, that scumbag, he was a dirty businessman. How the hell does anybody know? Why wasn't he indicted before all this? Well, all of a sudden because he got president? What's the guy's name, the Reverend? I can't remember these schmucks on CNN. The old guy, the race baiter guy. You know what I'm talking about? Who never paid his taxes forever? And they just let it go? Doesn't matter? There's been others. I don't know. Prince Harry says he moved to the USA to break the cycle of family pain and suffering. You know what, Prince Harry? I got a better idea. Why don't you just go to hell and save us all the trouble? What else do I have to talk about more importantly than Prince Harry sacrificing his manhood so that he could be the world's best liberal? Mask off. CDC to let vaccinated go barefaced. Well, isn't that redeeming? But really, am I going to have to show proof? How are you going to know who's vaccinated or not? This whole thing is a bunch of BS. They realized they knew what they were doing. They just now they're going, oh my God, we got to turn it back on. What do you mean the people don't want to go back to work? But we're telling them it's liberal time to get back to work. You watch. This is not done. This is not done. Ford wants billboards to beam distracting ads to screens inside cars. What's this? Empty lots, angry customers, chip crisis throws a wrench into the auto business. Big deal. How many jobs is that? Where's the unemployment money going to come from? What are they going to do this time? Let me ask you something. They took all the schmucks that never did anything in their life and they gave them like 15, 20 grand during the pandemic to sit home and do nothing. What are you going to do for the UAW workers now? The guys that have been busting their butt all this time, what are you going to give them? We really can't do anything for you guys this time around. They have screwed up so much with this you can't imagine. And let me tell you something. Do not sit here and tell me that it's all Biden. Do not. I go back a year ago. How much money did Trump blow? I said it then. Oh, my God, this is not good. We talked about it. And they just keep paying and paying. They did it on purpose. They did this on purpose. Who's to blame? Is it not the politicians and the government and their poor decisions? Tell me it was the constitutionalists. Tell me it was the conservatives. Tell me who. It was the liberals. The big thinking liberals. The educated class. They're so smart. They've got it figured out for everybody else. Who was it? Tell me who did it. It wasn't the cops. It wasn't the working class people. Who was it then? It was the environmentalists. It was the leftists. It was the college. Remember, they were the ones in the streets tearing shit up. And I'm not supposed to get mad about it. Did you hear the story? They've got a Marine Corps officer now they've arrested. That was the story. This is the one. Hold on. Where is this story? I know I'm a little discombobulated. I don't need the story. Here you go. Army releases recruitment advertisement featuring a lesbian wedding. Let me go to the other story. Where is this? Pentagon's around. Oh, man. I should have kept it up. I thought I did. All right. I'll just have to tell you the story because I do remember it. I took it down here. Damn it. All right. So here's the thing. So this Marine Corps officer, Giuliani hires attorneys who defended Weinstein. Online mugshots are forever. Some states want to change that. Where the hell's the Marine story? Damn it. All right. So the guy, this Marine Corps officer, artillery officer, unless, who's stationed at Quantico, goes down the Pentagon, ends up getting arrested. So now he's been charged. Well, the Marine Corps comes out with this statement that this is not who we are, and we support diversity, and all this stuff about diversity and race relations. What the hell did what have to do in the Capitol have to do with the race relations? It wasn't an attack on race. They turned it into that. There was not a race war. There was a political event. Did it get out of hand? Clearly it did. But that's exactly how I would categorize it. Let me ask you this. Did it get as out of hand as Seattle was day after day? We're watching the federal courthouse blown up. But suddenly a couple of Trump supporters go down there and some trouble comes out. Oh, they're bringing in the National Guard. They're going to town. But let me tell you what happened. I want to tie this together if I can. So the Marine Corps comes out and they say, this is not who we are. We support diversity. But how about this, that you're going to ram your homosexuality in everybody's face? And I got to sit, if I'm in the Army, I got to sit there and I got to have the Army institutionalizing your homosexuality, your perverted behavior. I got to have it thrown in my face that not only do I am I forced to accept it, but I better support it too. Oh, that's great. This is phenomenal, this newfound freedom. I can't imagine why everybody's pissed off. So here's the thing about the Marine Corps article. So this guy's been arrested now, Marine Corps officer. The Marine Corps comes out. His career is toast. The Marine Corps just comes out whatever. I guess Semper Fidelis just went down the toilet too, along with everything else. What's left? We take care of our own. Always faithful. Unless you piss off the liberals, I guess. This is the new world we live in. Is this what we're going to stand up for? That what? Because I have a difference of ideology, a difference of opinion? That I don't want your so-called liberalism rammed down my throat? Because most of the party's really being guided by a bunch of violent socialists that sit there with their smiles and talking about equality. Let me tell you something. People better start to wake up. They're talking about arresting Trump. Giuliani's got lawyers. And here's the tough part. This Marine Corps officer gets arrested. And guess what they start investigating? They start asking. Do you remember me reading this to you? I'll read it to you yesterday. Let me read this to you before I do. I said, we are very vulnerable yesterday. Here you go. You are therefore, listen to this story from Gulag Archipelago. Before I finish up with the story of the Marine who's been arrested in Washington, I'm going to do this quick to get this done. You have therefore confessed in four depositions. This is the writer saying this, Gulag Archipelago. You confessed four depositions, you signed them, declaring yourself to be a sworn enemy of the Soviet power because you used to tell jokes about the leader. This is somebody going to prison in Russia for this. Because you thought there should be a choice of candidates at elections. Because you went into the voting booth only in order to cross out the name of the only candidate. Right? This is what this person was arrested for. For wanting more candidates. For crossing out the name on a ballot and writing one in. Has been arrested. Confessed. But that's not enough. Not enough. They've interrogated. Probably tortured. And this individual is going to go to jail for a long time for telling jokes. Don't jokes about Biden. Don't you do it. You have already informed your cellmates that in your opinion, your interrogation is probably coming to an end. But lo and behold, listen to this history. And let me tell you what's happening right now in this country. Lo and behold, admiring his own handwriting and with deliberation, the interrogator begins to fill out deposition number 5. The first question, were you friendly with so-and-so? Answer, yes. Interrogator, were you frank with him about politics? Answer, no, I did not trust him. Question, but you met often? Answer, not very. Guess what? Person B, because they knew you, is getting arrested. Why is Giuliani being investigated? What did he do? He wasn't at the Capitol. He didn't instigate any riots. He's a lawyer. So now, this is the story that makes my blood curdle. A United States Marine Corps officer, and by the way, they were doing this in Russia too. This Marine that I'm talking about, by the way, is a decorated war hero, just like in Russia. They had generals from the Russian army that fought for Russia and came home and were sent to the gulags because they weren't committed enough to the ideology. And there's never enough of a commitment. That Shopify article I just read, he's going to get shot. They're going to pull him off. Oh, there's an enemy of the state right there talking like that. What do you mean your only job? Your job is to support the party, dude. And everybody better start getting that message. But let me tell you one last thing, okay? Like the horses penned up. Who really are we as a people? What is America? That we don't stand up for anything anymore, that we don't fight back against anybody, that people are going to threaten us, and we're going to sit down. What the hell happened to this country? Have we lost everything? Is it just gone? Just tell me, and I'll go away. Maybe I should just shut it down right now. What is the point? I don't know anymore. I really don't. It's not enough that they arrested. And by the way, you know what this Marine Corps, they didn't shoot anybody and kill anybody. A cop was trying to close the door, and he held it open while people get inside. I got to say, chances are I'll be shocked if he's charged with anything. What kind of crime is that? Right? If you're in Baltimore, the riots, Seattle, the riots, the mayor, no, we got to give them space to express themselves. Not Trump supporters. Not conservatives. How long are you going to put up with it? It's hard. What are you going to do? You're going to fight everybody? Not an option. Mark my words, my friends, I'm telling you, I've studied a lot of history, I've studied a lot of human nature, and I've been watching this stuff closely. And the pattern is not easing up and is not going in a good direction. What is happening is that we are transferring to liberal values. Even that Shopify, he's talking like a conservative. We're a liberal company, but yeah, they have no idea what they've signed on for. No idea. No clue. And it won't be enough, ultimately, to sit quietly and keep your mouth shut. I'm telling you, these prices, the gas shortages, the shortages of chicken, the attitudes, the hatred, the acquiescing, it is a time to be very, very concerned in this country. We're very, very vulnerable. I know I didn't have good news. It's Friday. Take some time and invest in yourself this weekend. I've told you this before. Do what's right. Do the best you can. Avoid temptation. That's the key to a great life. I'll see you back on Monday.